it's very objective a worst dress, but I think from my point of view, somebody who I think just never gets it right is Jordan. She's almost like a pantomime dame. Every single time you see her, she's wearing this sort of pantomimic kind of clothing. It never really seems to suit her. It always accentuates different parts of her body, which actually I don't think are particularly nice. So her legs are very thin, and she always wears really tiny shorts, and she doesn't ever get it right. Even at big red carpet events, she never looks particularly good. So she's definitely the top of my worst dress list, unfortunately. Now, another one who I'd actually just have called best dressed is Lady Gaga, because in the end, she really does divide the nation. I think, you know, I think she looks great, but actually, you know what? Sometimes she looks ridiculous. And meeting the Queen dressed up in a latex red rubber outfit, looking like Marie Antoinette or Queen Victoria, you know, is something which is extremely artistic, but also it's pretty horrible. It's quite a bit S&M, and really, I prefer M&S in my life. So maybe she's kind of one of those for me. She could be a bad one. Now, the other one who I think didn't really do it for me this year was Estelle. Now, I think she's a great performer, but at the Brits, she wore this really quite hideous white silk puffball number with big puffy sleeves. It was very on trend, but it really just did not suit her. And in the end, it's one of those examples I said before of the dresses wearing her rather than her wearing the dress. So it kind of enveloped her. Now, somebody else I think doesn't dress well is Leona Lewis. Unfortunately, she never really looks comfortable. When she's dressed up to go to an award ceremony, she never really looks like she should be wearing that dress. Again, when she's sort of a little bit sort of, you know, not spending some time with her family, again, she's not a style icon. I don't think she ever will. Great voice, fantastic, but the clothing never seems to suit her, so she's really on my worst dressed. And the other person I definitely would have to say is Kerry Katona, because really, nowadays, all we ever see her is in Ugg boots, really bad tracksuit bottoms and a bad puffer jacket. And she really does look like Waynetta Slob. And even when she dresses up, she still seems to do that too. So it's a real shame, because there was a time where Kerry Katona really did actually look quite good. But now she definitely is at the top of my worst dress list.